You think about technology. Imagine if that's how we thought about technology. Every time something didn't work, we just threw in a towel and said, let's forget it, right? You know, they convinced me, I'm sure some of you would like me, the latest and greatest thing, the Palm Pilot. They told me, Jeff, if you get this Palm Pilot, you'll never need another thing. That thing lasted all of 3 weeks. It was over. I was so disgusted I spent my money on this thing. Did anybody stop inventing? Not a person, not a soul. The folks went out there, they kept inventing. The fact that you have failure, that shouldn't stop you from pushing the science forward. Our job as educators, there's some stuff we know that we can do, and we've got to do better. The evaluation, we have to start with kids early, we have to make sure that we provide the supports of young people. We've got to give them all of these opportunities. So that we have to do. But this innovation issue, this idea that we've got to keep innovating until we really nail this science down is something that is absolutely critical. And this is something, by the way, that I think is going to be a challenge for our entire field. America cannot wait another 50 years to get this right. We have run out of time. I don't know about a fiscal cliff, but I know there's an educational cliff that we are walking over right this very second. And if we allow folks to continue this foolishness about saying we can't afford this, so Bill Gates says it's going to cost $5 billion. What is $5 billion to the United States? What did we spend in Afghanistan this year? How many trillions